opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our morning is Jeff Morrow, and just an old friend of my area for many, many years. Our lives were intertwined for many years. He's moved to Florida, but contacted me the other day, and it was good to talk to him, and he had a subject that I thought you'd be interested in. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Why don't you pick up the story and share your thoughts and concerns with our listeners?
Well, a while back, I registered as a Republican again. I was in a Constitution Party. And when this Tea Party came around, we tried to take over the Republican Party, but they destroyed us instead of we destroying them. But I made an announcement because I joined the Constitution Party, and I ran across a book called The Federalist Papers, which I had never read before. Well, I got the original when I first joined, and it's pretty arduous. You have to know what you're doing when you're reading the original, because there's words in there you got to look up.
Well, now, why don't you tell our listeners what the Federalist Papers are and why they're important, and then we can get into what's in them. But basically, they're one of the fundamental documents of America. Most people never have even heard of them. Go ahead.
I agree. The Federalist Papers were written by J. Madison and Hamilton, who were at the Constitutional Convention, explaining the Constitution to the 13 states for their ratification. And they called them publicists. They were writings that they put into papers, and then they finally combined them into a group of essays into a book called The Federalist Papers. You can't get a better Bible or a roadmap than explaining the Constitution. When I first read the Constitution, you know, it just went in and out, but we didn't get the intent, the feeling of what the real meaning was. But after I read the Federalist Papers, it explains, say, like Article 1, Section 8 about taxes, excise taxes, impost taxes, and import taxes, why they put that in there. That makes it very clear. But if you don't have that understanding, you cannot really know why it's in there. But the whole book...
I was just going to say, these were the men who were really instrumental, leading in the writing and then the ratification of the Constitution. So what does the Federalist Papers really say? Go right ahead, Jeff.
Well, you know, there's so many things in there that what comes to my mind right now? Madison in 62, Publis 62, number 62, he states that any bill that is so voluminous that it cannot be read or understood and changes from one day to another, and you don't know what it's going to be today or tomorrow, he explains that this should never be a bill. So what we have done, do you think that any of our congressmen or our senators or even the Supreme Court would have allowed that bill to pass the way it was written with the warning that James Madison gave us? That's one thing. The other thing is comes to my mind is factions, and that's in Publis 10, where it explains what factions are. It's in the Federalist Papers, the word faction is laced all the way through there, but I didn't know what that meant, so I went to the dictionary, and let me see if I can go ahead and see what I have it written down here someplace to where I can read it word for word and explain what it is. And just excuse me for a minute.
All right, well, I think that basically, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that should be taught in our schools.
Oh, absolutely. It's completely absent, Stan, and you know that. And, you know, when I ran for Congress, and you, I don't know how much you got into the Federalist Papers, but I was completely ignorant. I wasn't prepared. I knew what you were talking about in the literature I was reading about the country and so forth, but I didn't know the foundation. And without a roadmap or a working manual explaining the intent very specifically, what the intent of our founding fathers were. You know, we never voted for a president at one time. We had the Electoral College. And the Electoral College worked this way. If I can make, I usually use this in my talk. Let's just say we're at a stockholders meeting. And the stockholders got together and they said, you know, the CEO of our company is really taking it to the cleaners. He's raising his salary, he's raising his staff salary and so forth. And he's going to bankrupt it. So somebody gets up and they say, you know, let's get a new man that we can trust. But we have to examine who he is. So they have a list of men come in to speak to them. And so they decide to have a new CEO. Now, who makes the decision? The stockholders that owned the company should make the decision. Do we let the rank and file out in the factories make the decision for us? Of course, there are some people that are working for us that have, or the company, have stock in the company, so they're allowed to come at the stockholders meeting. So they vote. Well, that's simple. The way I think it was simply told. Does that make sense to you, Stan?
Well, I think the important thing is for people to understand that we did not elect our president. It was not a direct vote. We voted for representatives. These were the electors, and they would select the president. And basically, the whole idea of our Constitution was not to have a democracy.
Yep.
Basically, our founding fathers knew what Plato had written, and that is democracies always descend into dictatorships. They don't work. I mean, this was written 2,500 years ago. And they understood that democracy is a fraud. And that it would end up in a dictatorship. That's why, of course, in school, we're taught we're a democracy. We'll just let the people decide. And basically, we're heading to a dictatorship. We have a dictatorship. We have a small little group that controls both political parties. And through the massive amounts of money they have in banking and corporations, they simply buy and sell our representatives. We can't check our certainly every vote in America today almost is handled by a computer, and every one of those computers can be rigged. We do not have honest elections. We have a direct election of the president, which was the last thing that certainly was wanted. Now, we still have at least the framework of the Electoral College, but it really doesn't function. Electors are expected to vote the way the people vote rather than what's good for the country.
And
the whole idea was we were to not elect our president because he would become a dictator. We elect our president today, and for all intents and purposes, Barack Hussein Obama is a dictator. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to quote what's in the dictionary when I was looking
at
that.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Jeff Morrow talking about Federalist Papers and the Founding Fathers.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Jeff Borrow. We're talking about the Federalist Papers. Go right ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, let me read about factions. In the dictionary, it says this: a group of people in an organization who have common interests, usually in opposition to the principles or the aims of the main body, or nation, or clique. Partisan conflict within the country, like enablers, people of special interest. And Madison's quote is this, and that's in Publius 10. By factions, I mean a group of citizens, either of the majority or the minority, united and actuated in some common passion or interest opposed to the rights of citizens or to the aggregate interest of the community. And what I had on this page here, I have a list of organizations that the Republicans have on their side right now. I mean, the Democrats, because there's the block voting. I think I have 40 of them. I won't say 40, but I'll just say a few. The American Civil Liberties Union, the Democratic Party, the NAACP, Union, Marxist, Progressive, the SDS, Socialist, ACORN, Black Caucus, the Revolutionists, Women's Rights, Gay Rights, Teachers Union, Illegals, Islam, School Books, Agribusiness. That's just a few, but there is another 20 or 30 that I could mention. But all these are a block voting for the president under the Democratic Party. And we have nothing on our side, because the only thing we have are people like you and I that want to preserve the system. In fact, when I campaigned, I didn't use a conservative. I said I'm a preservative, and I really had some, not outcry, but understanding with the people. But that's what factions are all about. If you get enough factions on your side, you can stay into office forever.
Well, people don't understand that basically the whole idea of America was to limit the power of the federal government so men could be free. And when I was growing up, we didn't have entitlement programs. We did not have all of these things. I mean, the whole idea that a government should provide for the elderly, where in the Constitution does it give the right the federal government to provide for the elderly? Certainly this was to be taken care of at the state or at the local level. And certainly nobody, when I was growing up in the 1930s and 40s, nobody starved to death. Nobody went without health care, because it was all taken care of locally. But you see, they wanted to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. And now we will have a new medical care program that is going to ration access to health care. It's going to ration access to health care. Nobody's talking about it, but if you're over 70, you're not going to be able to get a total hip. You're not going to be able to get coronary bypass and the other things you need. Once the federal government controls, it becomes a dictatorship, and that's what our founding fathers feared, and that's exactly what's happened, because we are no longer a republic, we are a democracy. Go right ahead, Jeff.
I agree with you 100%. You know, in my reading, where this all changed was right after Andrew Jackson. Now, I think John Quincy Adams was behind him after he got out. We started parties. We had the Whig Party and the Federalist Party. And they started democracy then. They started making the decision to vote for the party president that they put up against us, which was 180 degrees away from the Electoral College. And we've had that system ever since. We have the two parties today making the decision on who we vote for. They put that candidate up, and we forget about our foundation with the Electoral College, Let me go back to the Electoral College again. They were supposed to be people that owned property that had the right to be in the Electoral College, and they had a right to be nominated to the Electoral College and write on a piece of paper of the man most suitable to be the President of the United States. And whoever got the most votes became president, and the second one in running was the vice president. I'm having a senior moment, Dan.
Well, basically, I think people have to understand that the whole idea was that initially why so it was only people who had property or had something that of value could vote, and the voting.
Yeah.
Certainly would be determined by the states. It wasn't that everybody would vote, because they knew very well that people would vote for the man who would give them the most. And the whole idea is to extend the voting to everybody, and then everybody can vote for the people who's going to give them most. Today we have 100 million people, 100 million people over that now on Medicare or Medicaid. Isn't that wonderful? The federal government is providing health care for the for people, both the poor and the elderly, but unfortunately, we don't have the money. I mean, we're having to borrow $1 trillion a year, and because of that, why we're suddenly going to have to start rationing out just the health care. It started out sounding wonderful. Isn't it wonderful? The government can provide pensions for the elderly. Why we had the one person on Social Security, there were 50 people working at the time, and there was no problem at all providing for the Social Security pension. Today, we have about 3 people working for every person retired. Soon, we'll have 2 people working for every person retired. Soon, eventually, it'll be 1 person working for every person retired, unless we can kill off the elderly, and that's just what Obamacare is designed to do. Because it's going to ration access to health care dependent upon your age. The average American out there, well, we still have this framework of our society, but most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is unconstitutional, because the average individual doesn't understand that the whole purpose of our Constitution was to limit the power of government so men could be free. It was never for the federal government to provide for the people. Because the government that can provide for people must be able to control the people. And any government that can provide what you need, whatever you need, must be able to take whatever you have. And these principles of government are never discussed or never mentioned. We have the finest politicians in Washington, D.C. today. They're so fine that they've excluded themselves from Obamacare. Why would they exclude themselves from Obamacare? They don't want to have rationing of their health care. They want rationing of your health care. We have an elite group in Washington, D.C., the finest politicians money could buy. And where's the outcry from the people? Well, we got it so good, ladies and gentlemen. Over 100 million people on Medicare and Medicaid today. Isn't that wonderful? And it isn't wonderful because you're going to start rationing health care. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 1-877-254-7524. And you go right ahead, Jeff.
Look at it. When you were talking, I was remembering when I was in junior high, I ran for president of the class, you know. And I got up and I gave my little spiel, because naive as I was, I said, I'll help you with your homework if you need homework. But I was too daggone dumb to really help anybody. So I made all these little promises and so forth. I'll do something that was good for you. Well, the little girl who was my opposition, she just got up and says, I'm going to buy everybody ice cream. Is that the society we have today?
That's just about what it is. Isn't it wonderful? The only trouble is that we've run out of money.
We're broke. You remember a fellow called David Walker? He was the accountant general of the United States.
Yeah, right.
And he gave up his position. He says it's unsustainable. He said when he left his office, we have $250 trillion debt that we have to pay. That's the total debt of the whole United States. It cannot be paid off. It's impossible to be paid off. There's only one way you could do that. And I think you had a fellow on your program a while back. His name was, he was talking about gold. Gosh, he died a while back. Not Bachman. Anyway, what he said when I called in, I gave him an answer because it's not my answer, but I heard on radio by a fellow called Charles Collins, who ran for president in 1995, and another fellow called Webster Tarpley, and they both said basically the same thing. On Wall Street, there are a quadrillion transactions of stock on the Wall Street. Now, Wall Street is the big casino. Everybody gambles on Wall Street. To draw an example, if I buy a pair of shoes in my county and I have to pay $100 for that pair of shoes, there's a 9% sales tax on that pair of shoes. So I write out a check for $109. If I buy $50,000 worth of stock on Wall Street, you just write out a check for $50,000 and no excise tax. The idea is that there should be an excise tax on Wall Street when you buy and sell. We could put in $250 billion into our government, into our treasury in 1 year if you just put 50 cents. Now, their argument was just a percentage. I didn't know what the percentage was, so I just came up with 50 cents. You add that up, you can make everything solvent. Everything, pay everything off and start all over again with our Constitution. And all we'd have to do that is in just 1 year, and then after we get everything stable again and everything, we put a 5-cent sales tax on every stock, and we support our government with that revenue. What do you think of that?
I think that we should not be giving money to the federal government.
Oh, I agree with you, because I know, but the law, you think I would go ahead and pass a law or before a law that you could not do exactly what I said with that money? You have to pay everything off. But, you know, that's the argument I get when I call up these talk programs. And you'd be surprised how many people say, that's a daggone good idea. Why don't we do it? But, you know, you can't convince everyone. But anyway,
well,
let's get back.
What people have to understand is they do not want to solve the problem. They
well, we're dumber than dirt,
Dan. They want to collapse our economy because they want to certainly take us into a world government.
Yeah,
and out of the chaos that is coming as our whole economy collapses because of debt. You see, all we have to do right now, why we have a very low interest rate, less than 3%, and we're putting out about $350 billion a year in interest. All we need to do is simply double the interest rate of payment to about 6%, 7%, or we'll be putting out three-quarters of $1 trillion in interest. If the interest rate goes up to 8 or 10%, we'd be putting out over $1 trillion a year just in interest on the national debt, and suddenly the whole system will come down because there won't be any money for Medicare, for Medicaid, and all of these other programs. And this is exactly the direction we're headed right now. Interest rates are already beginning to rise. Federal income is down. Suddenly people are not spending the amount of money that they have in the past. And they don't want a solution, Jeff. I think maybe your suggestion is only of putting a tax on Wall Street transactions is a great idea. But they don't want a solution. They want the problem, unfortunately, because they have a different agenda. These people are not loyal to America. Their loyalty is to this internationalist dream, a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and our educational system, so that the majority of our young people, when they get out of school today, don't believe in God. But go right ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, there's so many things running through my mind. I think I told you about Dostoevsky's book, didn't I, in a note that I wrote to you?
No, I don't recall.
You don't?
Let me see. No, because I know who Dostoevsky was. He wrote
yeah.
a number of books. Which one were you speaking of?
There was a passage in there called The Grand Inquisitor. And it was sort of like a secret message in there that when you read it, you say, what does this all about? But it goes like this. in the chapter, The Grand Inquisitor, Ivan is, if I think I remember the name, Ivan was talking to Anatola about a book or a poem.
Hold that thought, Jeff. Hold the thought. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We're going to lose our Canadian president.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The holiday season is meant to be a time of joy. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by a drunk driver. Remember the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from El Dorado Mexican Grill at 18994 Country Road 51 in LaSalle. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong, and they're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going, and they're wishing everyone a joyous and safe new year.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Jeff Morrow. We're talking about the Federalist Papers. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. But listen to President Barack Obama. He will talk about our democracy. Listen to our elected representatives. They will talk about democracy. So when you go into any school or college or university, all they talk about is our government being a democracy. And yet, of course, if you read the Federalist Papers, specifically Federalist Papers number 10, where certainly James Madison, he cried democracy, and this is what he said. Democracies are always spectacles of turbulence and contention, are incompatible with private property and personal liberty, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their death. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the tone of violence is increasing all across our country, especially in our major cities. Oh, we're not hearing so much about it, but it's there. Increasingly, people are simply being shot and beaten for no reason at all. And when, of course, the country certainly turns against God, God withdraws his protection from that country. And America, I believe, is facing destruction. America was once a great Christian nation where the power of the government was limited and men were to be ruled by God. But, of course, we've had to take God out of our schools, out of our society, because they know that those will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants. And we have a small elite group today, probably less than 100 men, who control both political parties, the wealth of our nation, who control 90% or the vast majority of our media. They control our educational system through the great tax-exempt foundations, and they determine what is taught in our schools. And using the funds of the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundation, they have changed our educational program. If you don't believe that, you need to get the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, based upon the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate what the great tax-exempt foundations were doing. And they found out, of course, that the Carnegie and Rockefeller and Ford Foundation were using their funds to push a Marxist philosophy and destroy the love which every American should have in this country. They've accomplished exactly what they sent out. The book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, you can get it through my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. Written by the Council for the Reese Committee, the only committee ever allowed to look into the great foundation. Anybody else has ever tried to do it has been destroyed. But back in 53 and 54, we did have an investigation. The results were totally suppressed by the media. And certainly, you can get the hearings on the internet today. We do have an interview with the counsel for that, Norman Dodd. That's my interview with Norman Dodd. We do carry the book, but the average individual doesn't understand why our educational system teaches democracy. Well, very simply, because it's controlled. And most of what you learn in school and college just isn't true. Go right ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Stan, you know, I'm an eternal optimist, I guess. You know, Jefferson and John Adams were talking together, and John said to Jefferson, he says, you know, I don't think this experiment's going to work very long. Jefferson said back to him, he says, you know, the next time they're going to get it right. Now, is this the time in history where we're going to get it right with enough people starting to wake up? Say, if the only book you read in your whole life is the Federalist Papers, you'll fall in love with your country again. Everything is a working, just like you're working on a car, it shows you every little detail where the nut goes and so forth. This is exactly what the Federalist Papers do. And if I may interject, Stan, it wasn't just men that voted for the Electoral College. There were women that voted for the Electoral College because their husband died and they were property owners. And there were slaves that were free slaves that owned property. So it was the whole community, black women and white men, that voted for the Electoral College. And they would guarantee that any man that would be a chief magistrate of our country would not be influenced by any foreign power or intrigue or corruption or anything like that. That guarantees that man would be perfectly honest. They had to be very honorable. And we have slipped away from that. And we've allowed the two parties to make the decisions for us, to make the decision who we're going to vote for. And of course, I noticed a conspiracy. JFK, one of his last speeches, was talking about a conspiracy. You probably have that tape. Got to play that on the radio one time, because he was very explicit about an organization that had vast amount of resources and so forth. But I think it was either his next to last speech or one of the last speeches that he made.
Well, anybody can get it. I think you simply go up on Google and type in Jack Kennedy Secret Society speech.
Yeah.
Kennedy, President Kennedy. Secret Society speech, but it isn't a very good idea to talk about the secret societies, or they'll send you to Dallas. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Let me read the Grand Inquisitor. This is what I got out of it, reading it over about three or four times, and the message that was in this. And you have to look for something. It says, our work has only begun. It has long to wait completion, and the earth must suffer. But we shall triumph and shall be Caesars, and then we shall plan the universal happiness of man. Receiving bread from us, they will see clearly that we take bread made by their hands from them to give to them without any miracle. We shall persuade them that they will only become free when they renounce their freedom to us. They must know the value of complete submission, and until men know that, they will not be happy. They must be deceived to be happy. We shall tell them, we shall allow them even to sin. They are weak and helpless, and they will love us like children because we allow them to sin. They have no secrets from us. They shall tell us that every sin, we shall tell them that every sin will be atoned if it is done with our permission. And they will love us like children. And that was that's what I got out of that whole chapter. But it's hidden.
Now, what chapter are you speaking of?
That's the Grand Inquisitor.
Oh, I see. Dostoevsky. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So that's what I got by, you know, when I started reading that, I said, there's a hidden message in there. Now, maybe somebody like Rockefeller or whoever, Voltaire or some of the guys during the 17th century read that, and he says, you know, this is a way to take over the whole world. You know, I get a group of people, the financiers, the banks, the capitalists. You know, I ran across a quote by Jefferson. He said, the interest and the loyalties of capitalists transcends national territories. Merchants have no soil of their own. Merchants have no soul. They'll move their factory from one country to another just like they did in 1970 with Nixon and Rockefeller and Kissinger. And I used that OPEC, I think it was Overseas Private Investment Corporation, which was a government agency that paid the factories to go overseas. So that's when we lost all our factories.
I think it's vitally important that people understand that they have designed the corporate tax structure to encourage American corporations to go overseas. If you have a corporation in the United States, you'll pay a 35% corporate tax. If you've moved to China, even though you're an American corporation, you don't have to pay the tax. We won't deduct the factories to go overseas, but we can't let the American people know that. Our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Jeff Morrow, and basically we're talking about the Federalist Papers. We talked about the Constitution. And people don't understand that the whole purpose of the Constitution was to limit the power of government. And men were free in America because of the chains of the Constitution. Basically, there's only certain limited things that the federal government is to do. They're outlined in in Article 1, Section 8, 18 things he can do. And then, of course, with the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, any power not specifically herein given to the Congress or reserved to it by the Constitution is to be reserved to the states and the people. It was to limit the power of the federal government. The federal government was never to provide for the people. Because, as I said earlier, they knew that a government that can provide for the people must be able to control the people. And if the government can provide for you from the cradle to the grave, it's got to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. A government that can provide whatever you need must be able to take whatever you have. And this is exactly where we're headed. Ladies and gentlemen, where is the outcry? Because we're going to be rationing access to health care for the elderly, and the federal government is going to determine the cutoff rate for when you get a total hip surgery, when you get a coronary bypass surgery, and if you need these things and you're going to die without them, why, you'll simply die. And you go to the hospital, as they do in England today, where, of course, over 100,000 people go into the hospital, and they're allowed to die. They're simply kept comfortable. They take away their food and their water, and they die quietly, to the point where I've talked to people in England. They're afraid to go to the hospital because they know they won't come out alive. Well, this is what we're talking about coming into America. But why aren't our politicians talking about it? Why aren't certainly so many of our conservative commentators really going into the background of what's happening? Because they're basically they're compromised. And if you are on ABC, CBS, and NBC, or the major outlets, and you tell the truth, you will be fired. And they know that. And basically,
Dan, I'd like to mention the book that I got, which was really dynamite. It's called The Federalist Papers in Modern Language, and it's by a woman called Mary Webster, Mary E. Webster. On the first chapter, it has the Constitution on one side of the page, and then on the other side, it has the numbers of the publicists, to where you can look up, say, Article 1, Section 4 or whatever, and you get a description of why they put that in the paper or in their publicist. And it makes this so clear. If you don't read this, you have no concept of the foundation of our country.
Maybe what's the title again?
The Federalist Papers in Modern Language.
In modern language, okay.
It's a paperback. Ahead. It's a paperback with red and white stripes, so you get it down at your library. I have this right next to my Bible, and you know we should put this in the all the motels right next to the Bible. But unless you have a foundation, you'll never you can read or hear about a conspiracy and so forth, but you don't have any concept of what the founding fathers gave us to restrict government from usurpation. Because there's articles about usurpation in the article too. It's a good read. It's the foundation of our country. And you remember the picture of Network, where the man says, "I'm madder than hell. I'm not going to take it anymore." Get that movie and review that, because it's so timely. This was back in 1976 when they made that. And it's so timely today what is happening with our news media and so forth, the control of the news media. We all know that they have control over us, but we have some hope left for us to get back our country if enough people read, because people don't read anymore. They don't read the right book. Understand what the Federalist Papers are and what the Declaration of Independence. We have the right to alter the situation today. It's in our power, and the power is in the people. All through the Federalist Papers, it says that the power is left to the people to make the decisions if we go into use of patience like we are today. And we have a president, and we had a president before him that didn't give a doggone, because that's the plan. The power, that the structure that we have in this country today, are the parties. You have the Democratic and the Republican Party, and they're both the same, and they're pushing this new world order just as fast as they can, and people don't have the slightest idea what the heck is happening, you know? But that's my view, and I think there is a lot of hope, because, man, I tell you, I don't know how many thousands of people I've talked to in the last since I read that book, but I stand in a line in the bank or wherever, and I said, "Have you ever read the Federalist Papers?" And he said, "No, what's the Federalist Papers?" I said, I ask him, you ever heard of Jay Madison and Hamilton? Some people say no. Well, they're dumb in the dirt, you know. So if they understand that, I just make a suggestion to them. Get that, get it for your kids. Explain that book that I just explained to you where it's all outlined. You can look up what they said, and it's an easy read. If you read the original, you know, you got to want to read it. But it's a beautiful book, and it's our foundation. It's our roadmap for the future. And they said, just like, Adams and Jefferson said, I don't think the thing's going to work, but is this the time that we're going to get our country back and overthrow this new regime that is controlled by a group of people that want to control the whole world? And we have to be deceived to be happy, you know? I don't want to be deceived to be happy. I understand what the Founding Fathers gave us, and just like you do, and I think it's the greatest book ever written, and, you know, hey, with God's help, maybe we can change everything, Stan. I don't know.
Well, hey, basically,
we did our best.
A great revival in America and people to turn back to God, maybe God would restore our freedom again. But, of course, the question is, are there enough people who care? Does everybody think this is going to be solved just on its own? Are we going to be able to somehow, whether the economy is going to come back and everything's going to be fine? And it is not, ladies and gentlemen, because the people who control America, their loyalty is not to America. Their loyalty is to this internationalist dream, and they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity, which is why the U.S. military, when they established the constitutions in both Afghanistan and Iraq, put those countries under Sharia law, over the objections of the people. Why? Because we're doing everything we can to promote a demonic religion. That's what the Muslim religion is. They worship an entirely different God. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us. God bless. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I need to remind our listeners, my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, we hope that many of you out there we are concerned enough about what's happening that you'll get involved in this process. One of the things I would point out, certainly, is that our whole voting system is fraudulent. Basically, at one time, we used to have legitimate elections. We had certainly paper ballots. They were counted by the people. Those ballots then were taken down and recounted at the county courthouse. And you can be sure that when we had elections, they were as honest as you could. Certainly, I remember my mother 60 years ago was on the local election board. There was a lady there who tried to throw out certain ballots because she didn't like the way they were voting. But, of course, there were enough people there, enough men and women working on the local election board, that we had a fairly fair election. But we no longer have things. Everything is done by computers. Go down to your local county clerk and ask them about the computers. How can they check and make sure those computers aren't rigged? Well, they'll tell you what we do is we run through ballots through, and we make sure we know how they should be, and then we see what the computer does. Taking those ballots we've already counted. But how do you know once you certainly have done that it hasn't been rigged after you've done the check? You can't. Computers cannot be trusted. Every computer can be rigged directly or indirectly. If you want to make sure you have honest elections, we've got to get away from computers. And you need to start thinking about that in your local community and talking to people and talking to your county clerk and demand that we have paper ballots that they're counted by hand rather than by computer. Well, the computers are so much faster. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, but you're not getting honest elections. And basically, we need to take America back, but we need, most of all, a spiritual revival in this country, because America has turned against God. They've taken God out of our schools, and as a result, when most of our young people get out of school today, they don't believe in God. Their religious faith has been destroyed. Believe me, this is going to have dramatic implications, because we not only live in a material world, we live in a spiritual world. And God is not imaginary. He is real. He brings his judgment on nations that turn against him, and America has turned against God. We were once a Christian nation. We're no longer a Christian nation. And it's time that the American people, the vast majority of the people here, I still hold strong religious beliefs. It's time we turn back to our Lord. And so basically, our plea to you is begin to understand what's going on. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and on population control, the secret agenda. They're separate talks, but they will give you background of my talk on the forbidden secret. So much of this is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But if you don't want to certainly buy the DVDs, go to our website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, and you can pull down many of my DVDs there. They're on YouTube, on your computer. Get them, watch them, get other people to listen to them, and then join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization, the souls of men. And so, again, I number 1-800-544-8927. Tomorrow at the same time, his voice will be with you.